Sports and all that implies. 11 years and still going strong on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dick Hicks will be at Yamaha of Texas in Hearst Wednesday from 5 until 7, Hearst Boulevard at Booth Callaway. They have new and used bikes. They will beat any trade-in, and they will have Dick Hicks. Few things. Stir the loins of the masses up more than a Dick Hicks appearance, and here it is. So I've got go Dick, see him Wednesday.
I've got Dick Hicks tonight on the Cowboys postgame show. Just me and him.
6:38 here on The Ticket. Kids. Brought to you by Dish Direct. Once again, here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I have many friends throughout the land. Many people I call dear friends.
Many friends you don't return phone calls to.
None dear. Then two guys who are up in Philadelphia, three guys that are up in Philadelphia, covering the Cowboys for Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our own morning show, consisting of Craig Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith.
The Musers.
And joining us now is Craig Miller's own Craig Miller.
Mr. Craig Miller.
Tap the brakes a little bit on the covering part. I doubt they'll be covering very much.
Now, Craig.
Oh, we're covering.
Craig, before we get into the talk about Philadelphia, a nice win this Saturday. It wasn't 77-0, but it was a win.
Yeah, you know, that's four in a row, Corbin. I think we're all very excited about that.
I believe we're the third hottest team in the country following USC.
We've already talked about college football today.
We have?
Yep.
You know, Stoops is 6-1 versus A&M in his tenure. It's pretty much unbelievable that he could be 6-1 against an A&M team like that.
Why don't you get on with whatever we're going to do here?
So how's Philadelphia, Craig?
It's not bad. Yeah, it's been kind of a nice trip. The weather was great today. It was almost 70 degrees here. However, it's starting to rain for the game, just very light sprinkles. They're expecting maybe more showers as the evening moves along. But it's been a good trip so far, except that, you know, we made that cheesesteak run last night to pass the original.
I heard you talking about that.
It was just awful.
You know, I've had one of those before, and they're not that great.
No, not at all. So overrated.
I went to Geno's, and that place was... I didn't think that place was that bad.
That's where we should have gone, but we wanted to go to the place where the cheesesteak was born. So anyway, this morning, George had to put on his leather flying cap and his aviator goggles because he made several bombing runs.
So he was bombing the bathroom?
And he wasn't feeling so hot after the show, so he went straight back to the room and went to sleep. And Gordon and Frito and I went out to eat lunch. Well, then after lunch, Gordon is sick. Gordon missed the game tonight. He stayed back at the hotel room with fever and chills. And
Oh, boy,
what a surprise.
Right, okay.
So is he really sick?
He is either really sick or the second that the door closed behind me, he got up, got on the internet, got fully dressed, and is now out at some nice Philadelphia restaurant.
And that's about like, remember when Ferris Bueller's mother came in there?
Yeah.
That's about what it is like, Gordo. He's probably got his hair up in a towel walking around as we speak.
Right now, he's reading Of Mice and Men, enjoying a nice Chianti, and working on his website.
Right. I thought it was probably psychological, you know, the thought of having to sit through a football game was probably too much, and so it may have been some sort of psychosomatic illness that he came down with today.
Did you guys take the media bus over?
No, we drove over, and we parked out in BFE.
What's that?
And we had to walk through...
BFE? I'm not familiar with
There's a curse word in there, Greg. We're not allowed to say it.
We had to walk through 20 miles of tailgating, and okay, so it's dark when we get here, and it's like a freaking war zone walking to the stadium. There's every loud 80s metal song blaring that you can think of. There are open flames everywhere, firearms, people shooting off fireworks. It was like walking through a hell zone.
The blue flames? Days you mile.
What's that?
Anybody blue flaming?
You mean lighting them?
Yeah.
Bending over and ripping one and lighting one?
Yeah, that's a blue flame.
I didn't see that, but I'm sure.
Well, you said open flames. I figure somebody might be taking it to the next level.
You ever done that, Junior? You ever lit a fart?
Are you kidding me? That's all we did in freshman year in the dorm in North Texas.
See? They don't even believe that it's humanly possible to do it.
You're kidding. You guys don't believe in it?
No, they're idiots. They've
never
done it.
I've never seen it done either.
I think it's physiologically impossible.
No, you know what? I didn't believe it until I saw it. And some people can't do it, but there's a reason why George's nickname in college was Fireball.
He's like Gene Simmons blowing a fireball?
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah, we used to do it. That's how we killed time in the dorm.
You know, at Philadelphia, when I was up, I covered that game like 3 years in a row for this station, and every time I went up, there was the same deal. We take the media bus, they throw batteries at the bus and everything, and then you get out and kind of wander around. And without question, that city right now, per capita, is the drunkest place in the country.
Yeah, especially for a night game now.
Oh,
all day to get liquored up. But this is a really cool stadium. You know, I haven't been up here since they played in the Vet. Those games, Grego, you and I used to go cover.
Oh, yeah.
Take those road trips. So this is a really cool place. I've never been in here.
What'd y'all do? Did y'all go farting around today?
No, we just went back and slept after the show.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, it's understandable.
Where's George?
Yeah, we did our sightseeing last night.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
We took George to a couple gay bars.
Has George recovered from his Montezuma's revenge?
Yeah, he feels fine now.
Okay.
He's kind of walking around the press box here hobnobbing.
So are y'all in the press box or you out in the stands?
Yeah, we're in the press box now. Yeah, so we get here to the press box, and you know what the meal is tonight?
Cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks.
Are you kidding me?
It is every time there for the visiting media. It's cheesesteaks. Think, oh, they'll love that.
Banana.
Can't get away from them.
No.
So overrated.
And boy, the cut of meat, it's like...
fatty.
Like, oh, yeah. It's just bad. They're really, you know what's better? Texadelphia is better than anything they have up there.
Hey, you know what I see up here, guys? I see an awful lot of members of the deck of cards of Ticket Enemies.
Really? Like who?
Oh, yeah.
Like who? Why don't you enumerate them?
I'm looking at the Eight of Clubs, and I believe I see the Jack of Diamonds.
No, I don't have my own deck yet, so I don't know who's
We're
going
to have a name.
I see the Three of Hearts.
I bet the Ace of Spades is in there because God knows he's not going to be anchoring down here.
No, we understand that the Ace of Spades did not make the trip. He did not
make the trip. He's getting passed over for trips?
There are several people from the Rat Bastards and some others. If you guys want to take anybody out tonight, just let me know.
Well, who are the others?
Right.
You don't want to give names?
Is Galloway up there?
Oh, yeah.
He is?
Actually, I haven't seen him. Give me another one. Give me another name.
Clarence Hill?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
I haven't seen him either. Oh, you know what? I do see the Ace of Hearts. Mickey Spagnola.
Nice.
Hey, he is an enemy of the ticket.
Who's rooming with...
Let's see. What did you say Clarence Hill was, Cobra?
What?
What did you say he was?
He's just an enemy of the ticket.
Well, no, I mean in the deck, what is he?
I don't mind him. Grego doesn't like him.
Well, what did you say he was in the deck? What's his card?
I don't know. Grego told me...
Two of clubs?
Quit saying it was me, because it wasn't.
I don't think so.
Let's move on, okay?
What did you say he was?
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Nope. fact, we left him last night when we went out after Ducey's show, and we took him to that gay bar, you know? And he got so drunk, and we said, come on, George, it's time to go back to the hotel. And he got real belligerent with us, and he took a swing at Frito, and he told us just to leave, that he wanted to feel free for the first time in his life.
Oh, no.
And so we left him there.
Now, see, I'm calling BS on that, because I don't think Frito would be going to a gay bar.
Well, yeah, come to think of it, he wasn't there.
Okay, yeah. That kind of blows your story, though, because you said George took a swing at Frito.
Frito.
Yeah, I meant he took a swing at Gordo.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Well, that wouldn't be the first. All right, man, we'll have fun up there tonight.
Where's George?
I don't know. I don't see him.
Probably eating.
I think he's getting ready for the pregame show. He's going to do his keys to the game on the pregame show.
Odds are he's on his third cheese steak. All right,
yeah,
well, go Cowboys. Good luck tonight.
Or he's making another bombing run, one of the two. Okay, you guys enjoy the game.
All right, pull for a Cowboys win.
All righty.
And Blue Flame.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Stay hard.
There goes Craig.
Yeah, there he goes.
There he goes.
He didn't have much.
We didn't get a lot of game analysis from Junior. You notice that?
Not as much as I was expecting. Well, you guys didn't ask him any game questions. You were
points.
Mike wanted to know if he had ever blue flamed.
I thought that was a pretty fair question.
Really?
Not to mention a pertinent one.
When he was talking about the flames all around?
Right. He was talking about open flames. Somebody says flames, what are you supposed to think of?
Grow up. More than 1,000 school students and employees spend a portion today of Monday, that is, under lockdown at 4 Arlington schools because there was a neighborhood man nearby carrying a firearm.
Wait a minute. I thought we were going to further analyze our visit with Junior.
Carrying a firearm near a school campus. So they
just spotted. What would they need lockdown for?
They spotted a guy near Bowles Elementary or Bowles Junior High.
Mm-hmm.
And they locked the whole freaking school district down, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where's Bowles at?
Bowles Junior High is
off. Is that where you went?
No, I didn't.
Southwest Arlington, didn't you?
Yeah, Southwest Arlington. I'm from North Arlington. We like to call it the rich part of Arlington.
God.
So is that Southwest? Is that kind of in the Sam Houston area?
Yeah, that's probably where
More west of where Sam Houston is.
Is that like Martin?
Bowles is actually more in the rich area of town.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
You mean the new rich, not the old money like
not the old
like
money.
I have?
Yeah, not the old money
that's
like you, the new rich.
Okay, all right. We don't count them.
You don't have any money.
What?
What else?
What are you talking about?
Just because you lived on a fake river.
Fake?
Doesn't mean you have money.
Whatever.
God, you sound just like a little girl there. Whatever.
Yeah, when did Jordan show up?
The incident began as a possible domestic disturbance in which a man used a gun to threaten his father. Which we did a lot in Interlochen.
Right, yeah, that sounds like something would happen.
You
want
to get across to the man, you better brandish a piece. Show him who's boss. The witness
initially... y'all had in that Interlochen piece is pieces of ass.
The witness initially reported the man walking on campus, although police believe the man departed the school grounds before any kids were actually out there. So they shut down 4 schools.
Why?
I don't know.
What other schools?
Corey, Moore, and Wood Elementary Schools were all shut down. I don't know.
Makes no sense to me.
Hey, they're just protecting the kids. Can we do enough these days to protect our kids?
Well, no, you really can't, but shutting down some that don't need to be shut down, to me, that just causes more panic.
You can't be too careful. Better to have a little panic than dead kids.
But how far are those schools away from each other? Are they close?
Now, Wood Elementary is pretty close to Bowles, I think. Shut up.
You should see a little war in here going
it's
on between
so great.
Ty and Justin.
Justin hates Ty.
Why?
Ty will get like 10 seconds into his ticker, and Justin will tell him in his ear, wrap it up, Ty.
Feeling is mutual.
Ty finished his first ticker today, and Justin said, it's the 5:30 ticker in the morning that's supposed to be 10 minutes long, Ty.
Yeah, not this one.
They just cuss and yell and snipe back at each other.
I ran in there and punched Justin in his crones.
Oh, Justin, he owes you one now.
All right, we got to go, Danny says, because we got to get the Cowboy pregame. Whoa, pregame show up on time.
All right, 6:52 here on the ticket. 300.